But if he doesn't volunteer, so next morning he'll be forced to cook and to bake and to wash and to write and do all kinds of things. So it'll be an honor, so to be pikuach nefesh. But right now there is no, he's not forced. So maybe there is no tchi on the Yisakal. Or we say that the Yisakal of Friday night is nitche because of the Yisachomor of Shabbos morning. So he doesn't discuss, I mean, after all, the Tzrayim wrote death contrast for soldiers who are not wounded. So he doesn't discuss that. And he says, he presents a problem. And then he says, if it involves marching, let's say, for 10 miles, which involves an Isadaraisa, so he shouldn't volunteer. But if it involves, let's say, marching, let's say, for less than 12 mil, so that it only involves an Isadarabonon, so he should volunteer. Why does he pass in that way? Because he doesn't discuss. So, because the Chafetz Chaim was aware of the fact that there is a Machlekes Rashenim on this. And there is a Machlekes Rashenim at the beginning of Ksuvet. You find that Machlekes Rashenim. Whether a person is allowed to do an Isakal now in order to relieve himself of an Isakomo, let's say, a day later, or a week later, or a month later. In other words, so there is a Machlekes Rashenim. Anyway, so we have a machlekes rishonim as to whether a person is allowed to do an isakal today in order to prevent an isachomo later on in the same person. So apparently, this tesis holds agrees with the shite. This whole tesis in Shabbos agrees with the shite that in the same person, one is allowed to do the same. An isakal in order to be mineya himself from an isacham chomo later on. An isakal of now is nitche bifnei isachomo later on. But that's in the same person. How about another person? So this is what the Gemara says. Einemrin l'lodom chateikin sheizke chaveicho. So of course, suppose we would say chateikin sheizke chaveicho. Would that mean that one Jew would be allowed to be Michal Shabbos in order to buy for himself italis cotton? I mean, so even if we said chateikin sheizke chaveicho, it still wouldn't mean that a person is allowed to be Michal Shabbos to go to drive the car on Shabbos in order to go to a store and buy italis cotton. He'll be able to be kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. So even if we said chateikin sheizke chaveicho, that he wouldn't be allowed. So what does it more mean? Even if it is such a situation that vis-a-vis the same person, he would be allowed to do an isakal in order to relieve himself of an isachomo later on. So that's only vis-a-vis the same person. But vis-a-vis another person, so anyways, let's say here. So the maskon of the Gemara is that the same person is allowed to be there. The Yisr of Chidias Apas, in order to be matzel himself from the Yisr Meloche of Shabbos. But vis-a-vis another person, so the Gemara says, but if it had been such a situation that even vis-a-vis the same person he wouldn't be allowed, so the Gemara wouldn't have to say, it's not even Yisr Haveicho. The expression is appropriate when it is a situation that vis-a-vis the same person he would be allowed. As for example, the Gabi Ridias Apas. So vis-a-vis the same person, the Maskon of the Gemara is, he tilu Yadeiso. So then one could argue, vis-a-vis another person also, what difference does it make? Whether I'll be Matzil myself, or I'll be Matzil another Jew. After all, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zalazeh. So the Gemara says, no, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zalazeh, fine. But there is still a difference between being matzil once himself from an avere or being matzil somebody else from an avere. So but if we did say chatekish chavecho, it would only apply to a case where vis-a-vis the same person as here, Ridias Apas. So he's allowed to do an isakal. So but vis-a-vis another person is not allowed. So the whole tesis is based upon the premise that the same person is allowed to do an avera kalo in order to prevent himself. He's allowed to volunteer Friday night for marching 20 miles, which will involve an isa deraisa of yitzia chutz l'tchum yedvei yesa mideis mil, in order to relieve himself of lamtes loss, and isa chorus, and isa skill. So So that's the premise, the underlying premise of the whole thesis. So, but vis-a-vis another person, we do not say that the Yisakal of Ruvain should be Nitre because of the Yisachomor of Shimon. The Yisakal of Ruvain is Nitre before the Yisachomor of Ruvain. But the Yisakal of Ruvain should be Nitre before the Yisachomor of Shimon. That not. This is what the Gemara says. So Tesis at the Kashe, but Rebbe, we pass like Rebbe, says that the Yisakal of being Terem Sholim Amukev of the Chover is Nitre because of the Yisachomor of the Amhoretz, of eating Tevel. So Tesis says, over there, so if the Amhoretz Shimon will eat Tevel, it will be my fault, it will be Ruvein, the Chover's fault. So in other words, since he is the cause of it, so it's considered like his own of it. Since he's the cause of it. So it's considered as if it's own avera, because he is the marshal. So we have to treat it from the point of view of the shayla, of as to whether one person is allowed to do an isakal in order to prevent an isachomer of his own. Even though the isachomer will be of Shimon and Mahoretz, but the isachomer of Shimon and Mahoretz will be caused by Reuven the Chover. This is what he says. So then the Rivo says that so the underlying premise is that vis-a-vis the same person, so the Nisakal of Ruvein is certainly needed before the Isachomor of Ruvein. So Mimele, why couldn't the Gemara be patient this Abaye of Rav Bibe in regard to the Shailest whether the same person is allowed to be ready to pass? So this was the next kasha that bothered the Rivo. So the Rivo said, So the pshat, the only reasonable pshat in the Rivo is that the Rivo apparently agrees with the shita of the Rishat, even though the Mechas Chinuch says it's inconceivable, but apparently the Rivo agrees with the lomdes of the Rishash, that here it's not the pulanim sheches. The maisaveri is done when you put the door into the oven, but it's contingent. The ultimate krimas ponim bitano is itnai. It is contingent upon the ultimate krimas ponim bitano. So he has a way of retroactively frustrating this Maisavere. If he does it. And if he doesn't do it, then the Maisavere was done away. So then it will be retroactively determined that the Maisavere was terminated long time ago when he put the door in the tunnel. So Mimele, it's not a question. It's not a shaila of preventing the Maisavere from taking place. The Maisavere was already done. He has a way of frustrating the Maisavere retroactively. So there is no aloha that one is allowed to do an isakal. There is no hechech that there is such a aloha that one is allowed to do an isakal now in order to frustrate retroactively an avere that took place already. Mashenkin over there, the chover, the amoretz, did not eat the perises yet. So if the Achover will not behave at the Isakal, so then in the future, the Amhoretz will behave in Avera B'Yodayim, Elitevel. And since this will be caused by the Chover, so it's considered as if it is own Avera. So Memele, the Avera Kalo of the Chover is Nitres, before the Avera Chmura, the test yet did not take place. Mashenken here, the Avera took place already. So we see from the Rivo that his shita is like the Rishash. But then you'll see from another tesis a raya to the Michas Chinuch shita. Now, this is the Pshat in the Ramban. This is the Pshat in the Ramban. So the Ramban apparently also agrees with the Rishash. He says, the Mashmalei, the Vishum Chiyuf Chatos Davke Itirolei, Viloi Mishum Deosel Yidichil Shabbos. Why not? This is more important, preventing Echel Shabbos is more important. The answer is, if the Maisa Avera had been in Sheches, so then of course, that would be more of a reason to justify the Avera of Chediyas HaPas. But the Maisa Avera was done already. He has a way, you know, of retroactively frustrating the Maisa Avera. So because of that, just because he has a way of retroactively frustrating the Maisa Avera, so the Chachomim are not matter Yisurim. Now, for example, somebody took Ishwe. Let's say, not to do something, and he did it, but he has a way of retroactively frustrating, defeating the Maisa Avera. How? By being Sheil Echochem. But in order to be Sheil Echochem, he has to be Eivar HaNishvus. He has to be Eivar HaNisra Rabbanon. So then we wouldn't say that he is allowed. So, I mean, maybe, according to Maskona of the Gemara, he would be allowed. Because the maskon of the Gemara is that the imam lodom chati that it till the days of kenish yavli is a skill, and even though here the maisa avera terminated, but let's say before the Gemara was patient then, so then we couldn't say on the basis of michalel lechove ad levet is a klile kideichel levet amoretz isur rabbe that he should be allowed to be even this rabbonon in order to be sheil achoch. Because the Maisa Avera was done already, but he has a way of frustrating it retroactively. So this is what he's saying. So anyway, so we see from the Ramban that he agrees with the Rishash. However, from the other Tesvos, it's mashma that he's not like that. All right, and we'll see. Then we'll face a stire between one river and the other river. All right, what do you
think?
Yeah. Just in the middle of the tasteless. Now I mentioned Ishaile in regard to Afiyah. Does the Maise Aveyah, the Melocha of Afiyah, does it consist in the act of putting the dough into the oven? It's like Zereya. In other words, so when you put a seed into the soil, so on Shabbos you are Chayv Mishum Zereya, even though the Ashoshet will not take place at least for 3 days. So that's the Maiseh Zeriyah. So we could say that the putting of the dough in the oven, that's the Afiyah. Or Afiyah is like Zeirin Daladam in Rishus Arabi. So the Maiseh Aver is Nimsheches from the Akireh until the Anoche. So here too, until it is Komu Poneh Obitano, it's the Maiseh Aver of Afiyah. So the Rishash, Nafkimina would be, suppose someone would put dough in the tano 1 minute before Shkiyah Shabbos afternoon, and the krimi bitano would take place mitzoyi Shabbos. So the Rishash says, so there is a machlekes between the Rishash and the Michas Chinuch. So the Rishash and Simenai, I mean Dafa and Gimel and the Gemara and the Mishnah in Klal Gorim, the connection is Zereya. So he says that just as Zereya, the melocha of Zereya consists in putting the seeds in the soil, and even though the Ashroshet takes place later, not on Shabbos, so it's higher, so by even the same thing. As long as it culminates in the Maisa Afiyah in Krimas Ponim Bitano, so even though this takes place, the Krimas Bitano takes place Mitzoyi Shabbos, but as so he's high. This is what the Rishash says. The Michas Chinuch says it's a double poshut, that if someone will put dough in the tano Shabbos afternoon and the krimasponim would take place mitzoy Shabbos, so he's potter. The Davneizer says the same thing. As the Michas Chinuch. Avnezer discusses it in Shalos Chuvos. Avnezer Chayim Chuvos Memches Memtes Nun. Now then the Michas Chinuch himself mentions that Aloches Tanis of Rabbi Yaakov Chagis, he was in the time of the Chacham Tzvi, so he also says the same thing, that like the Michas Chinuch, that by Eifeh, if someone will put in the tunnel late Shabbos afternoon, and the Kriyas Asponim would take place Mitzoy Shabbos, so he's fought. I mean, that is Yishalus Yitshuves Halochas Tanis of Rihagis Yitshuve, I think Yitshuve Reis Samachlov. Now then, however, Shalos Yitshuves Marsham, the Shalos Yitshuves Marsham, the Rechaim, I don't remember which Yitshuve it is. So he says the same thing like the Rishash. In other words, so the machlekes between them is whether the afir, the meleches afir, consists in the act of putting the dough. And true, the Gemara says that if he takes out the dough before it's come upon air, so then he's poter. So that only means that this is only at night. In other words, the putting of the dough in the tanur constitutes ma'isa afir if it culminates in Kriyas Ponim. But if it doesn't culminate, so then the putting of the dough is not a ma'isa afir. But the krima b'tanur is only at night, according to the Rishash and the Marshat. But according to the Mechas Chinuch and the Grichagis and the Avnei Nezer, so it's a ma'isa afir hanim sheches, like Zerik Daladamis Meshusarab. Alright. Now, so I mentioned that from the Ramban, so first of all, if we didn't have any Rishenim who appear to agree with the Rishash, so then we would say that the Daloch is definitely like Mechas Chinuch, not like the Rishash, because the Gemara applies Daloch of Tchloson V'Seifon Shgogo. So if we say like the Mechas Chinuch, we understand, because he became amazed before the culmination, the consummation of the Ma'is Aver. But if we say like the Rishash, so why should the Halacha of Tchlosei V'Seifon B'Shgogo have application? But it seems that the Arishenim will agree with the Rishash. So then we have to say, according to them, so it's a big chiddush that not that the Halacha of Tchlosei V'Seifon applies not only to a case where we have a ma'isa avir hanim sheches, and then he becomes amazed before the consummation of the ma'isa avir hanim sheches, but even when the ma'isa avir was done already, as long as the ma'isa avir is contingent upon a certain fact, a certain circumstance, and if he became amazed before the realization of that contingency, So he's spot on. I mean, it wouldn't be mistaba to say, but according to the Rishashite, we have, then it's mucha from the Gemara. Now, so then, I mentioned that from the Ramban, it's mashma, like the Rishash. Now, let's see the Ramban again. Two Rambans there are here. Yilei mebishayi gula yitka, limani til. Ike de kashle. דיו מיד חוזה אינש ואמר לרדי ווי כדי קשלו אוי דיו מאיר בהיזה דלאב שוב בקורס די חושב שגוגו כן בוא לי כמה פרק על גוד וניר דלאב קושי וקלאו די משמלה די משם חיוב חתוס דפקי יתרלי ולוי משם די אוסלי די חיוב שבת וכשמודים לוי מינו יסה די אוס לקה סו חיוב חתוס באמס אוסלי מיודיס ואם כן קיבן דני ידיה שיש חיוב חתוס ואין ידיה רק מחיוב לאב איך יודע איסה וגם כשמדין לה איך ימרו לרדי כיוון דלקי סוכי יפחתוס הרי עושה ללירדיס. So he has the kasha, why does the Gemara say אילה אם בשאי יגבו להיתקה למען יתיר? So I mean, so the problem never arises, because if he's not cognizant of the fact that he committed an avera in putting the dough in the tano, so he'll never become motivated into Rediyas Apas. So the problem will not arise. So the Gemara, so the Ramban asks, why couldn't the Gemara say that the Abaye of Rav Bibez refers to the case of Shegeik v'lo yitka? Ruvein put dough into the tanur v'lo yitka, and then Shimon said to Ruvein, now listen, take out the pass, the dough from the tanur, and Ruvein is obedient. He doesn't know why, but he likes to listen to Shimon. Shimon told him to remove the pass, so he's ready to remove the pass. And he asks the Shaila, am I allowed? It's Shabbos. Am I allowed to remove the pass. He didn't ask Shaila when he put the door into the tunnel. That he didn't ask. But now he asks. So that's the Shaila of the Rambibe. So whether we should tell him you are allowed or not, that's the Rabban's kash. Or do you mind the behizid lavish or the chorus? The Choshim Hashimogo. So Memele, he knows that he did something that is osa. And he wants to know whether he's allowed to remove the pass. So in other words, when the Gemara said, So the Gemara assumed at that time that Rav Bibe was sure that mitzat the prevention, the minias havere hamloche. So then there is certainly no heter to be there the rabbonon of Rediyas Abbas. But the abaye of Rav Bibe was as to whether in order to prevent the chiyuv chatos, it should be muta. But for the purpose of preventing it comes from the ma'isavir of meloche, in order to be menea the meloche, that's certainly not. Now that doesn't even make sense. I mean, why should anyone say even for a moment that the menias ha meloche de raise and avir echmura like Shabbos, that doesn't justify the violation of the Rabbonon of Rediyas Abbas, but the prevention of a Chiyuv Chatos does justify. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. But if we say like the Rishash, then it does make sense. Because according to the Rishash, so once he put the dough into the tunnel, so he already did his Ma'is Avera. Of course, it's a terrible thing, but he already did it. But he has a way of being Eichad Avera. Of being a kadavir lemafreya by removing the pass. So it's not a question of restraining him from doing the avere. He already did the ma'is avere. It's a question of being a kadavir. So mehechateise. So when the Gemara said, "Ilei me b'sheig v'liit kalimani tiru," so the Gemara assumed, why does Rav Bibe raise his abaye in connection with Sheyik? Veloitka. Why doesn't he raise his abaye in connection with Mezid? Then the Gemara says that abaye of Rav Bibe is in connection with Mezid. But at this stage, so the Makshin assumed, why does Rav Bibe raise his Shaila only in connection with Sheyik Veloitka? Why doesn't he raise his Shaila in connection with Mezid? The answer is because Rav Bibe took it for granted that where the Ma'is Avera was already done, and there is an opportunity, that if an opportunity is presented to the person, to the delinquent person, to the Iver Avera, to be Eichad Avera Lemafreya. So then, there is certainly no heter to be Avera, Isurim Drabonon, in order to be Eichad Avera that was already done, then it's his problem. But that's the reason as to why Rav Bibe raises his question only in connection with Sheyik Leitka. So maybe the Minias Chatos, Avos Chatos, justifies the violation of the Rabbanon. But Akiras Aveira, that was already done. So the Makshin assumed that according to Rav Bibe, it certainly doesn't justify the Rediyas Abbas, the violation of the Yisar of Rediyas Abbas. So we cannot say, because if he doesn't become cognizant of his avere, so he will not bring chatos anyway. So why should we be matir and Yisrael Rabbanon? And why? In order to be eikir, the raise. So then he should raise his question in connection with Mezid. Why doesn't Rav Bibe raise his question in connection with Mezid? So anyway, so it's a raya from this Ramban. So it's a raya from this Ramban that Ramban agrees with Rishash. So then it makes sense. But if the Ramban agrees with the Mechaschinur, Davni Nezer, the Richagis, so then it means that the Maisavere of Afie is a Maisavere and Mshaches, like Zerik, Moshe Sayochid, Moshe Sarabi, Zerik Daladames. So it's a Maisavere and Mshaches. So why should a Makshin assume that according to Rav Bibe, only Minias Havas Chatos justifies the violation of the Rabbanon of Gedias Apas, but Minias Aveira to prevent the consummation of Aveira, not that is more important than to be Minia Havas Chatos. So we have to say that the Ramban agrees with the Shita of the Rishash. And then he says, but then he says, Uch Shemitaris Hashas Bimezit Vitone Shaloyovei But so it is only as long as the Machin assumed that Rav Bibe limits his abaye to a case of Shegek Veloitka. So then you can deduce from Rav Bibe's abaye that Rav Bibe took it for granted that Akiras Avere that was done already. So Akiras Avere Limafreya. Akira Limafreya of Navere that took place already. So it doesn't justify the violation of the Rabbah. The violation of the Rabbah. Basheinkein, when the Shas gives the Teretz that Rav Bibes Abaye has reference to the case of Mezid, so then the Abaye of Rav Bibes was maybe Akira Limafreya of Navere that was done already. Also justifies, and then the Gemara was patient till they saw. So that means I'll even maskon of the Gemara. So not only is one allowed to do an Avere Drabonon in order to prevent the consummation of an Avere Chmure, but even if the Avere Chmure was done already, but by violating the Drabonon, he'll be able to be Eker, Limafreya. An Avere Draise Chmuro is also allowed. This is what we see from this Ramban. Now let's see the next Ramban. So again, the next Ramban, we see the Ramban follows up the same sheet. V'chi emrim leil odom chatei b'shil sheyizke chavecho. Kashe leil rabnetan. Vo amrin om beirev mperikol maharvin nicha leil lichover di leved iyu isure klile vilo leved amoretz isure rabbe umfakinon shano osom shal di achover ueis shom alei milei loch kalkolo zutei nimitinosi. That's the terror the thesis gives. So we explained it last time, because the whole shaila, whether Eimim L'Odom Chatei K'Shiyizke Chaveicho or Eimim L'Odom Chatei K'Shiyizke Chaveicho, is only shayach if it is such a situation that if the same shaila had arisen in connection with the same person, as to whether the same person is allowed to do an Avera Kala now in order to prevent an Avera Chmur sometimes in the future by himself, then would be Muna. So then we say, then the Shaila rises, maybe vis-a-vis the same person. So, an Avere Kalo of today is Nitres with the Avere Chmur of tomorrow. That's the Shaila that the Chofetz Chaim in Machni Yisrael discusses. But vis-a-vis another person not, or since Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, so the same principle that applies to the same person applies to another person too. So just as Reuven is allowed to do an Avero Kala now in order to prevent an Avero Chmuro by him later on, so not only Reuven is allowed to do an Avero Kala today to prevent an Avero Chmuro by Reuven tomorrow, but Reuven is allowed to do an Avero Kala today in order to prevent an Avero Chmuro of Shimon. But you'll say, I mean, it's none of his business. No, the answer is, it is his business, because Kol Yisroel Arim himself says. But if the situation is such that even vis-a-vis the same person, he wouldn't be allowed to do a certain Aviro Kalo in order to prevent his own Aviro Chmur later on, so then it goes without saying that he's certainly not allowed to do an Aviro Kalo in order to prevent the Aviro Chmur of another person. So in other words, so this thesis is based upon the premise. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes hashenim. There is a machlekes hashenim in Ksuves Yishin Kobetzes Dav Gimel there. We did in the sugya of Lidra Shludei Neshore. So there you'll find the machlekes hashenim in Yishin Kobetzes. You'll find the machlekes hashenim whether an avir kalo of today is not before the Avirach Mur of the map. The Shaila that the Chofetz Chaim discusses. Chofetz Chaim discusses. So this Teisves assumes that the Avirakal, by the same person, vis-a-vis the same person, so the Avirakal of today is Nitres, b'fnei the Avirakal, Avirach Mur of the map. But, so the Shaila is, how is it in regard to another person? So then Teisves is calling Pisheya, not Pisheya. So if the other person was a Pesheya, so then the Avirach Mur of another person is not to be equated with the Avirach Mur of his own, even though Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazay. Mashenkein, if the other person who is going to behave on Avirach Mur is not a Pesheya, so then we equate the Avirach Mur of the other Jew with his own Avirach Mur. But if we are going to assume, like the Rishenim in Ksuves, that even the same person, the Avirakal of today, is not Nitres and Avirach Mur of tomorrow, so certainly one is not allowed to do an Avirakal today in order to prevent an Avirach Mur of another fellow. Alright, now, so Teisves, Kashel Ramtam, Vamrinam Beirev Mchumav, Nichol Chovet Levet Iyu Yisurak Lile, Levet Amoretz Yisirah Rabi. So we see that the Chover is allowed to do the Avirakal of being terem shaloim in amukev in order to prevent the avirach mura by the amhoretz of eating tevo. So we do say chatim shlus avirach and fakinon the stasis teretz, the reverse teretz. Shano hosom shal de achover. I mean the stasis teretz. I mean the stasis teretz. Shal de achover way se shomolim lolocho kalpolo zu teinim itnosi. Because over there he is the cause, the chover. The chover is the cause of the probable aveiro of the amoretz, because why will the amoretz eat evil? Because the chovetz told him, "Malei kalkalo zutaini mitenosi." So in other words, so he is then at the core of the aveirach mur of the other fellow. So in such a case where one person is the cause of the aveirach mur of the other fellow, so then the minias aveirach mur of the other fellow is to be equated with Minias Avirach Mur of his own. Because after all, the other fellow is Avirach, but because of him, the other fellow is going to do the Avirach Mur. Alright. Then he says, Vikashilu, one second. Vikashilu, Amrinam Lipsochim, Shakei Neiver Alesed Ashlome, Umatrif Korb Mechusa Tipurim, Baal Lipsochim Kedishul Chavir Lipsochores. Because there is a Nese of Ashlome, Leo Hashlim Kolakobonis Kulom. So in other words, after the Tomish of Binabayim, you're not allowed, Midraisi, you're not allowed to be makriv any other korb. Now suppose it's Erev Pesach, and there is a Mechusa Kippur in Izav. So he has to bring his korb of Mechusa Kapore, the Kapore, the Zav, and until he brings the korb of the Mechusa Kapore, that the Zav brings, so then he will not be allowed to partake of Kodshim. So Memele will not be allowed to partake of the korb Pesach. And if he will not be allowed to partake of the korb of the korb Pesach, so Memele he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of a korb Pesach. Because that is Me'akiv. In other words, when can one bring a korb Pesach Erev Pesach if he's capable of eating it? So then, even though he doesn't eat it, alright, so he's mevatle mitzvah of achilas psochim b'leil tesvov, but he'll have fulfilled the mitzvah of hakrovas korban pesach. Mashenke, if at the time of the hakrove he is in such a state that he's incapable, he's not able to eat it at night, so then he cannot even bring the korban pesach. And if he doesn't, and so he'll be mevatle the mitzvah of avos korban pesach. And avos korban pesach is a mitzvah sheyesh b'kores. So it's an Avirach Mur vis-a-vis the Eser of Hashlomah. That's only an Eser Grede. There is no Kores. So the Halacha is that the Kayan can be Makriv, the Korban Mechus HaKapore of the Zav. So that the Zav will be able to eat at night the Korban Pesach, Mimele he will be enabled to Mikayim the Mitzvah of Avoras Korban Pesach. Why? So we say to the Kayan, Chatei, you be mevatel and as a grain of Ashlome in order to be mizake, the other fellow, the other Jew, with the mitzvah of avoras korban pesach, which is an eser sheyesh b'kores. So we do say chateitik sheyesh k'haveicho. So he says. So and over there, it's not the Kohen's fault that the Zav will be mivatel the mitzvah of less kom Pesach. And still we say it. V'itele meimar, shane keyanin d'shluche Yisroel shavhin rachmono, v'hu eni yochel izakis matzim. So what is the Teretz? It is, in a certain sense, by in the case of Ashlome, so it will be the fault of the Kohen, because after all the Torah designated the Kehanim as the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael to be makriv the Korbanes. So it's his responsibility to be makriv the Korban Pesach of the Zav. The Zav cannot be makriv himself. The Kehan has to be makriv for him. So Mimele, there, in a certain sense, it is his responsibility, because the Torah designated the Kehan as the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, the Kehanim as the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael, to be makriv the Korban Pesach of theirs. So Mimele, it is to be equated with the Aver Chmur of his own. That's one Teretz. V'inale, the other Teretz. Sh'ane hidvik pas bitano b'shegek, de la viseru, she'efshaloi li yischapia b'chatos, ve'in ridoso elo schusloi, she'ipota mikom. What's the pshat in the second Teretz? So the second Teretz is, so again, it's in line with the first piece of the Ramban. He says, Enoch Nam. So the second, you see, where is, according to the first Loshen, the first Loshen in Ramban here agrees with Thesis, that we do not say Chateikish is Chaveicho in a case where the person is not at fault for the Avir Ochmur of the other fellow. So in the second he says, no, there is Aloch of Chateikish is Chaveicho even in a case where the person is not at fault, where Reuven is not at fault for the Avir Chmur of Shimon. Why? Because just as one person is allowed to behave an Avir Kalo now, in order to be Menei an Avir Chmur of his own and his part later on, so for the same reason, he is allowed to do an Avir Kalo now in order to prevent Avir Chmur of another Jew. What's the difference? It's not a Jew. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh. So then you ask, so why does the Gemara say you such a pshites that Reuven is certainly not allowed to be ready to pass from the Tanur in order to prevent Shimon the Avere, the Avere of Skile? So the answer is, over there, the Avere of Skile that Shimon did was already done. It's only Reuven through Ridias Apas can be Eichel Mafreya. So then we say, in other words, so Alibidemis. So we see that the Ramban sheet is as follows, that vis-a-vis the same person, so we say, do an Aveiro Kalo now in order to be Eichel Limafreya, an Aveiro Chmuro, in order to be Eichel an Aveiro Chmuro that was done already, if you have an opportunity. Because in the first piece, the Ramban said that this was only the Havamin of the Gemara, when the Makshin assumed that Rav Bibas Abaye was limited to Sheyik Vleitka. But according to Maskon of the Gemara, Uchshemitaris Hashaz b'mezit, v'tonet shol yovel l'isaskilo adim b'itka v'bishol dvorim, so he is allowed. So in other words, but there we are dealing with the same person. So in other words, the same person, he is allowed to be ready to pass in order to be Eikel Mafreya, the Chiyuv Skile that was done already. Mashen came vis-a-vis another person. So Eimim Lod Mechatei, if it was done already. But if it wasn't done yet, so then we say, even vis-a-vis another person, that Chatei Kedishi is Kavecho. This is the Rambanji. Now, then we said last time that when the Rivo said, V'chayim Lod Mechatei, So then why did Rav Bibe have an abai? As to whether he till they saw or not. But there it's in regard Rav Bibas Abaye was directed to the same person, not another person. Had reference to the same person. So Monefsheh, if one is allowed, if Reuven the Chover is allowed to do an Avir Kalo in order to prevent an Avir Chmuro by Shimon the Amoretz, why? Because he is the cause of Shimon's Avir. So vis-a-vis the same person, certainly, shouldn't be worse. So how can Rav Bibe even for a moment tell Misal Gedaitoch that the same person is not allowed to behave an Avir Kalo and Nisan Rabbonon in order to prevent his own Avir Chmuro? If one is allowed to do an Avir Kalo in order to prevent another fellow's Avir Chmuro, where he is at fault, so his own Avir is certainly at fault. So the Rebbe says no. The reason is why Rav Bibe could not be patient from Rebbe over there and we passed like Rebbe. Now, so I said last time that if we say that the Rivo agrees with the Shita of the Ramban, then we understand very simply what the Rivo is saying. That Rav Bibe couldn't be patient from Rebbe's din, that he till days of Kiddush, he already is a skile. Why? Because over there, when the Chover doesn't have a kalo, he's terim shalom in Amukev, so it's for the purpose of preventing an avir chmure of the Amhoretz, which is yet to take place. Mashein came, in this case, so the avir chmure, even though it's vis-a-vis the same person, was done already, but he has an opportunity for a redias a pass to be eagle mafreya. Maybe that not. So we could explain the Rivo on that basis. But it's not necessary to explain the Rivo on the basis of the Shite of the Ramban. The Ramban certainly has the Shite. We could explain the Rivo even if the Rivo, in other words, so then if we explain the Rivo that way, so then we have to say that not only the Ramban agrees with the Shite of the Rishash, but the Rivo also agrees with the Shite of the Rishash. Actually, I mean the Shite of the Mechaskinuch and the Avnezer and the Rihagis is much more mistaken, because according to the Rishash, so we have to deduce a very big chiddush that the aloche of Tchilosi Misefi Beshgogo applies even to a case where the Maisa Avere was done already, but the Tnai upon which the Avere is dependent did not take place yet. That's a big chiddush. But the Ramban, we have to say that the Ramban agrees with the Rishash, but there is no hechrach to say that the Rivo agrees with the Rishash. So we could say that we don't have to say what I said last time, that the Rivo also agrees with the Rishash. The Rivo could agree with the Michas Chinuch. But still, since he is not, there is no Avere going to be done in an active way, even if it's an Avere Nimshaches, but he's not active anymore. He was only active when he put the dough into the oven. But from that point on, he can even go to sleep. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. So, Mimele, when do we say that Nichale Lechover, the Levit Isur Eklu, like Nichale Levit Amoretz, Isur Rabbe Al Yodei, that is, if the Amoretz will do it in an active way. But where the Avire will be done in a passive way, then not. I mean, of course, it wouldn't be so reasonable. What difference does it make? Active way, passive way. But there is no hechrech. There is no hechrech of saying that the Rivo agrees with the Rishash. But there is a hechrech in saying that the Ramban agrees with the Rishash. And the reason is why I say that we are not forced to say that the Rivo agrees with the Shita of the Rishash, but maybe he does. But the reason is why I mention it, because from the next day's verse, there seems to be a raya that the Rivo agrees with the Michas Chinuch, not with the Rishash. So that's why I say that while from the Ramban it's muchrech that he agrees with the Rishash, but in Rivo it's not muchrech. The Rivo could be explained either way. He could be explained on the basis of the Shite of the Rishash, but it could be explained, the Rivo's teretz makes sense even if the Rivo does not agree with the Shita of the Rishash. And the Rivo says that when do we say, Chatei kishis kechaveicho, only if the avere of the other fellow, if the avere of the other fellow will be done in an active way. But if the avere will take place in a passive way, so even if it will be done in a passive way by the same person, we don't say chateki kidei shetiskat. But then, if that is the pshat in the Ribor, so then we are faced with another difficulty, because Tesis mentions that the reason as to why b'chotze avid b'chotze mecherin kifin es rabbi v'iseis mecherin. So even though it involves an iser of little misavedu, so it's also based because emrim rodom chatei kidei sheyisk chaveicho, where the avere of the other fellow is an avere chmur, and the avere of this fellow is an avere kalo. So mimele we do say it, and that's the reason as why the Rav, the Odin, is told to be either an avere kalo of being mishacher avdei, in order to prevent that the bitul mitzvah zasei of piryo v'rivyo, which is a mitzvah chmur. But the question is, over there the other fellow, when he'll do the avere, he'll do it b'sheval taisei in a passive way. So we see that we apply the principle. We apply the principle of chatei kidei sheyisk chaveicho. In other words, of one person, one Jew, doing an avere kalo in order to prevent an avere chmuro of another person, even though the avere chmuro of the other person will be b'sheval taisei. What will be the avere chmuro of the eved? He will not. He'll be mevatel piryo v'rivyo, and that's an avere chmuro, because l'itayo bro l'shem es itzor. But according to the Ribo, in the avere chmuro will be done, will take place in a passive way, then we do not say that one person should do an avere kalo in order to prevent the avere chmuro of another person. Only when the avere chmuro of the other person will be done in an active way. But if it will be done in a passive way, so even vis-a-vis the same person, Rav Biber wasn't sure. Allah has kamo v'chamo vis-a-vis another person. So that involves us a difficulty. However, if we explain the Bivor in line with the Shite of the Ramban and the Rishash, so then there is no difficulty. Because the Ribor doesn't mean that afilu mad v'katzmein lifshit mishom lehatir the osam adayin linaseu yitea umutif shiyasi yisa kal v'asi yisa chomer al yodei avu orcha amaisa kvot. An active avirach mura, an active way, but it's for the purpose of preventing avirach mura and it passes away now. No, here's something else. We say that avere kalo of now is nitches in the face of an avere chmur of later on, even with another person, even if the avere chmur of later on is in a passive way. But here in this case, the avere chmur is done already. It's a question of being eker. That, so we're not allowed to do an avere kalo in order to be eker l'mafreya, an avere chmur that was done already. So then we are not faced with this difficulty. But then we'll be faced later on with another. Because from the next taste, it appears that the Ribbon Shite is like the Mechaskino. But let's wait. All right, now let's continue. So then it says, Ribbon Ditnan, Ba'ashaloyach, Misha Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Bechir. Kevin is Rabbi, Beise, Ise Bechir. The Apple Gav, the Bahai Pirti, Omer Abiyude, Kon Tachir, Rav, the Yiva, Beese, the Rebbe, Mem Sadeidu. So the question is, so in Emel Lodom Chatei, in Jeis Chadeichon. True, that bitul piryo v'rivyo is an avir achmur vis-a-vis the ether of Leo Mesavei. What any one Lord Mechatei Kishin to Kadir. And over there, it's not all his fault that the Eved will be mevakil the mitzvah achmur of piryo v'rivyo. So he says, Shane piryo v'rivyo, the mitzvah rabbi. So in other words, since the Mishan Rotsam the Rablezer Asher Nichnas the Sanedresh the Rimosek Dom Yud the Tichr Rezadei Lashlim Eli Yud Mitve the Rabim Shaf Mitve the Rabim Shaf. So in other words, the text tells us another cloud that even when the Avir Rachmur Vadver Rachmur let me off Shime is not caused by Ruben, but if there is a Mitzvah Rabbi preventing the Avir Rachmur of Shime, so then we say Chatei Kidei Kidei Sheyisk Chaver. All right. Now, then basically now, the Dafke Heich and the Poshakov. V'chiyimrim le'ilodom chatei. Dafke Heich and the Poshakov, ma'al v'chiyimrim lo'lom harizah. But where the delinquent person whose Avirach Mu'a we are trying to prevent was not Pesheya? So then, even without the Rabbah, so that's the difference. There are two Mishenes cases. The first Lashon Tesvis holds that when do we say that Avirach Kalo of Ruvein is Nitris before the Avirach Mu'a of Shimon, only when it was caused by Ruvein. But if it wasn't caused, not. But except if it's a mitzvah rabbah. But then the second motion holds that even if it's not a mitzvah rabbah, and even though it was not caused, as long as the Lincoln person was not Pesheya, the one who is going to do the Avirach Mu'a is not Pesheya, is not really the Lincoln, so then the Avirach Kalo of one person is Nitres b'fnei the Avirach Mu'a of another person. Again, why? Because Teis Hashita is the underlying premise. The whole thing is that an Avirach Kalo of today by the same person is Nitches before the Avirach Mu'a of the same person of the man, the child of the Chofetz Chaim. But that's in regard to the same person. But in regard to another person, so the child arises under which circumstances is the Avirach Mu'a of another person to be equated with the Avirach Mu'a of the same person, or it's not to be equated with the Avirach Mu'a of the same person. So there's the cloud. If the other person was not Pesheya in any way, so then the Avirach Mu'a of the other Jew is to be equated with the Avirach Mu'a of the same Jew. But if he is a Pesheya, so then he cannot be held as responsible for the Avirach of the other Jew as he is held responsible for his own Avirach. True, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelazeh. And we are Orev even for Peshim and so on. But there is a difference. It's not the same degree of responsibility. But the underlying premise in this thesis is that in the same person, the Avirach Kalo of today is Nitres b'fnei Avirach Mu'a of tomorrow. Yes, what is it?
This is where I'm after, but this is the Raisa.
Of course, the Raisa. We are materially sure the Raisa on that basis.
No,
not the Shevel Taisa. Here, the Kumbasei. The Kumbasei, the Shechonoch mentions that we got the Kumbasei and so on. All right. Now, V'dei Dishleima, all right. Die darf dich die Posche kommen aber kein Lord Mhatay. Weil kommen aber kein Lord Mhatay. Was ist Shapir? Hat am Rinnen bericht damit nicht schrat. Die Hose esse die Pesta schieß mit Kores, wie doch esse das Schlomme, wie ko abre ke anim besse das Schlomme und makrim im Khusa Kippur im Kaporose, ke shio bi pis. Wir gehen bi Ferik Basre der. Kein schön im Zobe Javel. So ist mum. So hab so ich gerade da weit Javel geht gerade bi Shinov. So ich sehe aber aber ach gab da habe Schuss. Why? Because we do say Hatikish is Kavecho. So the Chaver of this Kayan, where's the Aveles, where's the Mum, is Zeiver and Yisrael Rabbonon in order to prevent a bitul mitzvah of Aveide by the other Kayan. We got a Chetzi Shifra of Chetzi Basherim, Shenoah Gub Mina Ekea, Vikofues Rabbo Beashelayach, Akas Rabbe Shelayach. So the question is, now there it wasn't because of period of Rivio, because an Ishe is not Chayeres in period of Rivio. So why was it allowed for the Odin to be Mishacher her? Mishacher told Leon and Saveilu. So Mishum Shehoiso Marzeres Umamtzio Atzmo Liznus Vidam Yolanus. Because there she was pressured into sin. She was pressured, so she is not considered as a Pishas. La Barbara Ganef Lechurek. Mayase. Mai ase haben shelo yachto. So that's the medrash. In other words, if the father doesn't give any chinuch to the child and he lets him associate with all the Volga people, so the medrash says, so then the son is not to be blamed. If he sinks into sin, the father is to be blamed. So in other words, this woman, the chetze shifra, chetze basherin, so she was pressured by all kinds of Volga people. So memele, she is not to be considered as a pishas. She is not to be considered as a pishas. So Mimele, we say Chatei, Kedishis Kavicho, in order to prevent the Avera Chmura of this Chet Yashiv or Chet Yashirim, so the Odin was allowed to do an Avera Kav. So he says, V'have Name Ki Mitzvah the Rabbi. So here the Loshin is, V'have Name Ki Mitzvah the Rabbi. So, but the Loshin in Gittin is, V'eid Mitzvah the Rabbi Mshane, but it's obvious that Teisves here also means that there's another Teretz. One Teretz is, that she's not Pishas. So that will be in conformity to the second lotion of tasteless. That were the is not a pisheya, so then we say Hatekish is Kavecho. But then there's another loshin. The other loshin is that even if he's not a pisheya, so we still say Einem Rimlod Hatekish is Kavecho. But mitzvah the rabbim shane. So mitzvah the rabbim is like mitzvah, I mean mitzvah rabbo shane. So mitzvah the rabbim is like mitzvah rabbim. So in other words, so the first teretz, because there are two lishinis and teisves, so the first teretz is the first teretz, vidam yo anusim, is in accordance with the second lishin teisves, and the second teretz, v'av namik yisrabim, is in accordance with the first lishin teisves. All right. Now, what does the Rashba say here? לוי נאסל איסר עדיין, ויוכל איסקין על איסקל, אבל הוכה שכבו נאסל איסר, אלא שעושית לגומי, וממילא הדיל מלא איתם. All right, you can, the רשבו, you could explain either way to him. ואם תאמר, הקטע אשכחון, שאימרים לו לאודו מעמיד וחתי כשיס חווי חום איתנם בגיטן פרק השולח, מי שחיצו עבר חצי עבר חצי מחירים, שכיף נסרה בי ואיסי איסי מחירים, כשקיים מיצו ספיר יורדיו, ואף אגב גם רב יודם שחר סבדי ובאסי שני מלא מסבדי. יש לימה, the mitzvah spirit of rivyo she mitzvah rabo shall yodam iskai meilom shah. So then we say chateki she iskavir וחמישה נוסעים גם רב לזה שנכנס לביס הכנסס ולמוצא שם עשור ושיחר רב די ושלים על עשור ושמיצו לרבים שענה שיגדל ולי נראה דשענה נוסעים כאילו דחציו בן חירים לסבו משום באמצע וידו משום צד חירו שבי והיים תדע ועבדין שיסורי משום שהרבים היו נכשולים בו, התירו לילי שחררו וכפורו. So that's the Rashba Shita. The Rashba Shita here, and the Rashba Shita in the Tshuves is, that we don't say Chateki Shiz Chavecho. Because the Rashba Shita is that under certain circumstances, we do say Chateki Shiz Chavecho. Under certain circumstances. What are the circumstances? So according to one Lashon Teisves, if the other fellow is going to do an Averoch Muro, it's Loi Posha, so we say Chateki Shiz Chavecho. According to the other Lashon, if it's a Mitzvah Rabbo, so we say Kishis Kavecho, Hatek Kishis Kavecho. So it is that sometimes under certain circumstances we do say Hatek Kishis Kavecho. But the Rashba Shita is, no, we never say Hatek Kishis Kavecho. We never say Hatek Kishis Kavecho. So then you ask, so how is it that the Odin is told to be Mishachrei of the Eved? In other words, he is told to be Eved, the essay of Leilo Misaveidu, in order to be Mizake, in order to prevent the Bittul Mitzvah Spirit of Review on the part of the Eved. So he says, there is no aver, it's not chatei, because since he is a chotzev, the chotz mechirim, there is no mitzvah of the ilom bem saveil. So everybody has the kashi against this Rashbo, but the same gemore that he mentions, ha'yam said, ha'avdebei, in she'isur rabbi. So, mishum she'arabi mo'yo nichsholim bo, hitiru l'lishach v'kafuo. So the gemore has the kashi. The gemore has the kashi. How was he allowed? How was Besdin came for him to be Mishachet the Chetzishim Raschiri? Was Leo Misaveidu? So the Gemara gives a teres because the rabbin were neyagim bo mina gefka. Were neyagim bo mina gefka. But according to the Rashbo, why does the Gemara ask Leo Misaveidu? She was a Chetzishim Chetzishim Raschiri. And the mitzvah of Leo Misaveidu applies only to a Kuli Eved. And Eved Gomo, not to a Chotzi Eved. So we see from that Gemara that the mitzvah of Leil Misaveidu applies even to a chotzev and a chotzev mecheirim. And the Rashbo himself mentions that gemara. So it's inconceivable that the Rashbo should be say so himself, talking to Dibur, in one paragraph. So even though that kasha is raised by so many achayim, but I don't think that it's kasha at all. You see, it's not that the Rashbo holds that there is a special gzeras hakosuf, that the mitzvah of Leilu Memsaveidu applies only to an Eved Gomor, not to a Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechayim. Well, that's such a good question. At all, Hotel Hotzmacherim has its adaptus. So Mele, whatever is true of the Evid Gomor is also true of the Hotzeyev Hotzmacherim. But the Gemorim didn't say that the Hotzeyev Hotzmacherim after the Mishnah Chene, because the Mishnah Rishene, before said, Evid is Rabbi Yimechot Hotzeyev Hotzmacherim, so Evid is Rabbi Yimechot Vesatri Yimechot. So then, the Shammai said to Bithiol, the count them as Satsme, the count them as Rabbe, yes, Satsme, wait to count them, because there will be a bottle of Mitzvah Spirit of Rid. So then Bithiol reversed themselves. And they decided, the Chosro of the Hero, the Shammai, that we have to be Mishach. So the Gemore says in Gittin, that after the Mishnah Achreino, so every Chotzi, every Chotzi, so what does the Mishnah Achreino say? That Keifin is Rabbe, the Keifin is Tashichu. But until the Rav executes, so he's still a Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechayim, but he's considered Mukeke Chichu. Now the Gemara has come bias about Mukeke Chichu, whether Mukeke Chichu is Echel B'Trumo or Mukeke Chichu is not Echel B'Trumo, whether a Mukeke Chichu is considered King Kaspi or not. So we see from this Gemara that once the Mishnah Reina decided, like B'Shamay, the Bishilo decided like B'Shamay, that Kefin is Rabbi, so it wasn't only a decision that we are Kefin the Rav, but then they decided to be Matkia the King Moment of the Hotel Hotmacher. That's the definition of Muke Kechichu. What's the definition of Muke Kechichu? Muke Kechichu means like a Matkia Resaf. So the King Moment is Boka. Like this in an Eved, so an Odno has Tikkun Yonim, he has the King Moment and the King Isa. But suppose someone is Mafke Revet, so the King Moment is Boka. So then he's called Mukeh Kechichu, except according to Shmuel, who says that if the King Moment is Boka, the King Isa is also Boka, but we don't pass like Shmuel. So Mukeh Kechichu by definition means an Eved in whom the King Moment of the Odin is Boka, but the King Isa, he still has the King Isa. So the Gemara in Gittin calls Chotzi after the Mishnah Reine. So the Gemara calls the Chotzi Eved, the Chotzi Mechayim, Mukeh Kechichu. So that means when the Bisuel reversed their own decision, and Chosro Vehiru Kidimu B'Shamay, so at that time they were Markiya the King in Moment that the Odin has in the Chotzi Eved, the Chotzi Mechayim, because of we say Yubro Vashel Esitzon. So they were Markiya, and of course they were certainly allowed to Markiya. The Leila Misavedu is incumbent upon the Odin, not upon the Chachomim. So the Chachomim were Markiya the King in Moment. The King in Moment of Chotzi Eved that the Odin has in the Chotzi Eved, the Chotzi Mechayim. So what kin remained in the Odin? Only a kin Isa. In the Eved, only a kin Isa. Only a kin Isa. So in the Meile, the Rashi Pashit is that when is there a loche of Kolam Shachar Avdi Vabese, only if it is an Eved in whom the Odin has two kin, a kin Isa and a kin. But in Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechir, after the Mishnah Chayne, so the Bitzilel will mask Yad Kiyo Momen, because of Hefka Bezen Hefka, so they certainly have a Kiyach, to be mask Yad Kiyo Momen that the Norden has in an Eved. So the Mele, there is no Lelo Misaveinu. So there is no Efe of Mishnah Chayne. So that's only in a man, Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechir, in a man, where there is a Chiyo of Pirio Berivio. So the Mele, the Bitzilel will Chosro Vehiro Kiyo Vishamai, so they will mask Yad Kiyo Momen. Mashinkin in a woman, who is not Mitzumo and period of review. So the Chachomim will not Markiya the King of Momen. So Memele, the Mitzvah of the Vedu applies to a Chesed Shiv Chesed Atcher. So it's no Kash at all. So the Rashbo himself has a Kash. So now the Rashbo Shiti is that we do not say Chatei Kishi Yitzchak Havecho. Under no circumstances do we say Chatei Kishi Yitzchak Havecho. So it's Kash. And the reason is why Norden is forced to give a Shtar Shichu to Chotzei Chotzei Chayrim, because in that Chotzei Chotzei Chayrim that he has no King of Moment. So there is no Leilam Saveidu, so there is no Chatei. But so he has a Kashi, but how about a Chetzei Chotzei Chotzei Chayrim? So Bezdin forced the Odin to give a Shtar Shichu in that woman. So the Odin had a King of Moment, and if he had a King of Moment, so it involved an Avere of Kolam Shachar Avdei Rabese, and still Bezdin forced that Odin to be Mishachar that Chetzei Chotzei Chotzei Chayrim. So the Reichsburg is a Terez. ויהי עמצד ועבד בו אין שדה סורי משום שהרבים היו נחשובים בו התירו לו משך חוב וכפור אם נדרו איזה רשבו שתהיס אין אמרים לו לאודום חתי כשיס חווי חוי יוחד ואת אמרים לו לאודום חתי כדי שיסקו הרבים One is allowed, one person, one Jew is allowed
to do an Avera Kala now in order to prevent an Avera Chmura by a rabbi? There it was a question of saving the rabbi from sin. So that is the Shita Rashi. In other words, that is the Shita is that under certain circumstances, it's Imrim Lodom Chatek, she's Rabbi Choyoch. So under certain circumstances, let's say if the Mitzvah Rabbo, I call it Moloshin, or let's say if it's not Pesheya, so the Avir Kalo of one Jew is Nitzchez between the Avir Chmur of another Jew. According to Rashbo, under no circumstances, is the Avir Kalo of one Jew Nitzchez before the Avir Chmur of another Jew. But the Avir Kalo of one Jew is Nitzchez before the Avir Chmur of many Jews of a Rabbi. That's the Rashi. Now, now the Mechaber in Simen Shin Vov Sifri Dalet said as follows: Mi she sholach lei she yotziu pitei di shabu le yotziu mechlau Yisrael mitzvo losum li derech piyomo li ishtabil ba'ato losum li yetze yafil chutz li dimu pasoi li yiloi boye kalfino li yiloi boye kalfino. So in other words, that if, let's say, someone knows that certain people, I mean, that happened, you know, in the Tsarist regime with the chappers, you know, the snatchers, they used to come into a Jewish home and snatch away a little child, a boy, of 4 or 5 in the middle of the night, and then they inducted him into the Russian army. So it was not just a question of inducting him into the Russian army. That meant shmat, you know. They raised him as a Russian Orthodox. So many times, so the psak of David was that it was mutar to be mechal Shabbos in order to prevent the snatching of a Jewish child. Alright, so he says, Mi sheshocholei sheitziu pitei b'shabbos leitziu mechal Yisrael, mitzvah losom liderach b'yomov leishtadil ba'atzolotim. V'yeitzi achim chutz l'gimu pasoyis. What do you mean chutz l'gimu pasoyis? Because the Rambam Shikei is that Gimu Pasoyis, that should raise meal. Gimu Pasoyis. So that's a Lav Derais. So in other words, one is allowed to be either a Lav Derais and Shabbos in order to be Menea, the conversion of a Jew, of a Jew. Mishishon chole sheitiyu bitei b'Shabbos leitziyo mechal nifon. V'yil ipoye, and if he refuses, he decides he doesn't want to be mechal Shabbos, katzino lef. So now we force him to be mechal Shabbos in order to prevent the conversion of a Jew. Alright, now, what's the time? So the Mogavrom says, I feel in Mandoma they have the Raise, the Timu Pasoi, give it raise meal, is the Raise, sure. Dilgabe shall it tome of Itavit called Yomeo, Chil Shabbos, so Chil Shabbos have the Isur Zute, the Mutev Vichal of Shabbos Echot, כדי שתיש משבות ישראל. ואם כן, אם רצים לאונסו להביא לאחרס, אפילו להביא דבי זוהר פעם אחת, אין מחלון עליו, שבס, במלוא חדר הייתי. ואם חלון שבס, כדי להביא זוהר. חלון שבס כדי להביא. So that word, so the Magavro mentions in the name of the Besiotet, he mentions why is it Muter? Because, just as the Chachonim said, regarding to Kuach Nefesh, mutav lechalul of Shabbos Echot kidei sheyishmer Shabbos Esarbe. So here too, so it's much, this he mentions in the name of the Bais Yosef, but the Bais Yosef doesn't spell it out. I mean, the Bais Yosef could be interpreted that way, but he doesn't spell it out. So it's much more from the Mogna Avrom that according to the Bais Yosef, it's mutar on the basis of chalul of Shabbos Echot kidei sheyishmer Shabbos Esarbe, kidei sheyishmer Shabbos Esarbe. So in other words, so the same thing as the Kach Nefesh. Now, why is Kach Nefesh Dich HaShabbos? So there is a sugya in Yume. So one mandoma says, because of Chalul of Shabbos Echot, Yish Mishah Shabbos Esar. One mandoma says, Vishom Rom Yisroel Es HaShabbos, HaShabbos Mosu Lochem, Veinat Mosu Lom Yishabbos. One mandoma learns it out, Tika Lochem Na from Mil. Uma Mil Eshi Yechod Mi Yivorim Shal Odom, so is Dich HaShabbos, so Kol Kufin Kolch. One mandoma learns it out, a kalchema from Achter. But the Torah says that from Achter. So, the halacha is that you are allowed to kill the gamel, even though over there it's only soft, whether it's warm poshes or it's warm woman. So, and nifoshe, and shechazom nischmuroshe mitamazor, still the Torah tells us that we are allowed to kill the gamel. For the soft, maybe it's warm nifoshe. So we allowed him to be verandit or shechazom. Shechazom is because of the koach nefesh of the balabai. That is not so chomorish of a zomim. So, all kinds of rush. Then the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, so she will say, the dia difficult. The chaybo embrishiyomus then is more than all the others. Why? Because all the other droshes, except the droshes from Bob Machderet, so you only know that Vada is there. Let's say the Alpusele Kalachino from Mile. So only Vada in Mile is there Shabbat. But Sofik Mile is not there Shabbat. And so all the other Roshes, so we only know that Vada Mikach Nefesh is there. But how do we know that Sofik Mikach Nefesh is Shoshe, even if Shoshe is Heike Mikach Nefesh is there? Machinkin, the Posik of the Chayim, which Yomud Ben implies that even Sofik Mikach Nefesh, even if Shoshe is Heike Mikach Nefesh is there Shabbat. So, but one of the reasons is why because nefesh is lichas Shabbos is chalof Shabbos echad kishma Shabbos is arbe. So the Mogav Rom says that the reason is why we are allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to prevent the shmad of a Jew or a Jewess is because of chalof Shabbos echad kishma Shabbos arbe. So that means the same thing as because nefesh. But the Bishyosef doesn't say that. He mentions that in the name of the Bishyosef. Now, this the Mechaba says in Simen Shin Vov. Where it's a question of saving a Jewish soul from Shmat. In Shin Chof Ches, in Simen Shin Chof Ches, Shin Chof Ches, Sif Yud, the Rambam says, "Mi sheretzim lamtzei sheyaver avir obdei lo, ein mechal lo lo b'Shabbos l'asir." We're not mechal lo b'Shabbos l'asir. So the Mogav Rom here in Simen Shin Vov says that when, and that's also b'Tziosel b'Shem Arashim, that's the b'Tziosel b'Shem Arashim. So he says, "Mi sheretzim lamtzei sheyaver avir obdei lo." So, Bis Yosef, I'm Leo Simon Shinvo, and then he says in parentheses, Bis Yosef Shimarashmo, whether that's the Russian of the, that's another question, right? But it's mentioned Bis Yosef Shimarashmo, and he says here, I'm Leo Simon Shinvo, but the Simon Shinvo says just the reverse, that if it's a question of saving someone from Shmad, so Yaal Mechoyev Mechal Shabbos, we force a Jew to Mechal Shabbos in order to save another Jew or a Jewess from Shmat. And here he says just the reverse. Misharetzim onse sheyaver aveiro gdeilo e Mechal Shabbos kim laatzile. Mechal Shabbos laatzile. So the Mogav Rom says in Simen Shin Vov that when he says, the Rambam says in the name of the Yosef, Misharetzim onse sheyaver aveiro gdeilo, he means Yivma v'lizor. Yivma v'lizor. Yivma v'lizor. But why should, so then there is a stira between what Ramo says in Simen Shin Chof Ches and what the Mechaber says in Simen Shin Vov. So there is no stira, because when the Ramo says in Simen Shin Chof Ches that one is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save another person from Averik Devo, even from Avedizore, he means a single act of Avedizore. Let's say he knows that if he's not going to Mechal Shabbos, so another Jew will be with Avedizore once. So he's not allowed. When it's a question not of saving a Jew from a single act of Avrizore, when it's a question of saving a Jew from Avrizore all his life, if he be converted, so then we do say Chatekishi Chavecho. Why? Because there are two Mishenes in Teis. One Mishen in Teis is that we say Chatekishi Chavecho in every case where the one who is either the Chavir, Avir Chmur is not the Bishen. The other, so the, according to that Lashon Teisves, So then we shouldn't pass the Rambo Paschal to finish in Hochrez. Misha reads in Leanzei, La'avir, Avir Delo, Avir Zoren. So it's not a Peshea, Leanzei. What kind of a Peshea is it? Even pressure that is applied on a woman, you know, that should be involved in sin. So that is, so we don't consider her as a Pesha. When an Anos tries Mamish to force a Jew into Avir Zoren, so he's certainly not considered a Peshea. So true, he's not on the level to be misrevish himself as he's supposed, but a Peshea is not considered. So still, the Ramo says in Simen Shin Chofres that Misha Reitzim Eisei Lansei Aveir of Deilo. So also the Chal Shabbat Le'atzilei, and the Mogavon Min says that Aveir of Deilo means Avir Zoreh. So that Pesach of the Ramo in Simen Shin Chofres is not in accordance with the second Washington Tesis here on Shabbat. Because according to the second Washington Tesis here on Shabbos, wherever the delinquent person is not a Peshea, so then we say Hateki is Chaver. We say Hateki is Chaver. But it's in line, it could be in accordance with the first Washington Tesis. The first Washington Tesis is that in any case where the Avir Ochmur of the other fellow was not caused by me, so then we don't say Hateki Shis Chaleo. We don't say Hadid Alecho, except if it's a Mitzvah Rabo. So what is a Mitzvah Rabo? Period of review. That's a Mitzvah Rabo. And being Matzo in Nefesh Yisrael from Shema is certainly a Mitzvah Rabo. So in other words, this is the difference between the case in Simen Shin Chofres and the case in Simen Shin Vov. In Simen Shin Chofres, it's a question of being matzal, a Jew, from a single act of Avodah Zarah. He's false. So that's, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah rabo. Masha'in came in Simen Shin Vov with the question of saving a Jew from Shmat. So that's a mitzvah rabo. So this is how we have to explain, you see, how we can reconcile this apparent inconsistency. Yes.
Whoever put in
that preface, could be, you see. So that involves us in another discussion, whether all these the expressions in parentheses, that was the text of the Ramo himself or somebody else put it in. But one thing is sure, even if it's not the Ramo himself, he was a big lump, the one who put it in. It wasn't just a Bochar Hazetza who put it in.
No, in other words, he told that the first book of Russia, that one mice of the Lotus Earth also is for Rabbi.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, the Doctor of the Rashi wrote that mantra.
You want a second one? But now let's see the Lashon HaRashi. Now, so the Ramo in Simen Shin Chofres says that Oseh, L'chalos HaShavos, Kedi L'hatzil, L'hatzil, Odom Me'avir Ochmur. And he says, Chuvus HaRashi. Chuvus HaRashi. So in other words, he paskens the Shidus HaRashi. Besios Le'bishim HaRashi. Now let's see the Lashon of the... Now the Chuvus HaRashi is not in either one of these two. It's in another, because there are so many Chuvus HaRashi. But the Besios cites the whole Lashon of the Chuvus HaRashi. It's even Shinvo. The Besiyotef in Simen Shin Vov Mishal HaRashbo Al Echot Shesholcho Lei B'Shabes Sheoitziu Bitei B'Chazoke B'Beisei Al De Yisroel Mumer Loitziu Michlal Yisroel Im Yosim Liderach B'Yomov B'Shabes Pen Yafriduo Lei Homer Im Muta Leile Chafil Chutz Legimu Pasois Liman Domar B'Tchum Gimu Pasois Derayt. In other words, so it appears from the Russian that if it's a question of an Issa Rabbonim, there is no Shiloh whatsoever. I mean, it shouldn't even be discussed. That it's muter and it's a mitzvah to be either an Issa Rabbonim in order to be matzah or a Jew from Shema. But the Sheol had a doubt in connection with the Missa Reis, the Lam Reis. Rimandoma de Tchum Gimu Patsoi is the Reis. Vafil Hovi Chese Missa Ramalkus. Mi dachinom bisofik ze es a Shabos, ki dachinom bisofik nefashis. So I don't know who the Sheol is, but the Sheol probably was also a big one. You can see from the way he formulated the Shaila that he was a big one. So in other words, the Sheol raised the question on the basis of Sofik Biguach Nefesh. He raised the question on the basis of Stofik Bikrachnevich. So then he says, whether in the case of the Rashba is not the case of being Michal Shabbos in order to save a Jew from a single Averoch Mor, even Averizor. No, it's a case of being Michal Shabbos in order to save a Jew from permanent Shmat. So, and the Shaila was whether, now of course, it's not Bol that if he is Michal Shabbos, he'll definitely save a Jew. Maybe he will not be successful anyway, but maybe yes. So the Shaila was, just as we say vis-a-vis Pikach Nefesh, that even the mere possibility of saving a human life is the Shabbos, so maybe here too, the mere possibility of saving a Jew from Shmad is the Shabbos. Oh, it's not like Pikach Nefesh. This is the Shaila. Mi dachino misofik zeh Shabbos, ki dachino misofik nifosh. Veheishiv hadovo tzorich Talmud. ומכל מוקי קר דייתי נטה שאין דייכין שבס על הצולה מעבירס. The Russian is a very difficult Russian because he says הדובה צורך תלמוד. What does it mean? He has a suffix, he doesn't know. That's what הדובה צורך תלמוד. I don't know. So then he says ומכל מוקי קר דייתי נטה שאין דייכין שבס על הצולה מעבירס. So if you want to be an action, so you can say that he really says he doesn't know, he's not sure. I don't want to talk Talmud because I'm not sure, but umikomo kim kar daiti neite, that there is no din of Pikach Nefesh. There is no din of Pikach Nefesh. In other words, but 100% sure, I'm not. But I'm disposed towards the shite that atzole from Shmat does not have a din of Pikach Nefesh. You can say that, but then he shouldn't say I don't want to talk Talmud. He should say. He should say, "Daiti neide she'ein deich Shabbos, she'ein deich in Shabbos la'tzolem aderes." Avol in the bowl. When he says "Hadom atzolch Talmud," so that means it's a real topic in his mind. It's a real topic in his mind. And then umikom okein kal daiti neide she'ein deich in Shabbos. The expression is very strange. What do you mean umikom okein kal daiti neide? So this expression. Hadova Tzorach Talmud, Mikom Lokim Kar Daiti Neite, Shein Deichin Shabbos La'atzolem Averes. So, indicates that herein the Rashba considers two separate questions. One question is the question of whether we say Chatei Kishis Chaveicho. So it goes without saying that according to Teis Reshite, so we are definitely allowed to be Michal Shabbos in order to save the Jewish soul from Shmat. Bein according to the first Loshon Teisves, bein according to the second Loshon Teisves. According to the first Loshon Teisves, so we do not say Chatei Kishis Chaveicho, even if the delinquent person is not a Pesher. So when they are extenuating circumstances, so we do not say Chatei Kishis Chaveicho, unless there is a Mitzvah Rabo. Now that goes without saying that there couldn't be a greater mitzvah rabo than saving a Jewish soul from permanent shmat. There couldn't be, the mitzvah rabo of Piri of Rivio cannot be compared to the mitzvah rabo of saving a Jew from shmat. So according to the first Moshe Teisves, it goes without saying that it's mutter to be Michal Shabbos 100 times in order to save a Jew from permanent shmat. There couldn't be any bigger mitzvah rabo. If that is not a mitzvah rabo, so what is a mitzvah rabo? All right. According to second Moshe Teisves, so if the person is a pesheya, but here he is not talking of a case of a pesheya. Alecho sheshomru b'shabes sheitziu b'tei b'chazokom mebein seyal Yisrael mumer. It's the same case as with the chappers, the snatchers. So she was certainly not a pesheya. If this indecent woman, the Chetze Shiva Chetze B'Tcherin, is not considered a Pishas because she was pressured, even though there was no real coercion, no one actually forced her, so she was not considered a Pishas. So the Chetzkama V'chamo, Hoitziu, Bitei B'chazoko Mebeise, so she's certainly not a Pishas. So according to Teis Reshite, it goes without saying that he was allowed. So let's see the Lashon HaRashba again. V'heishiv ha-dovo tzorich Talmud. U'mikol mokim kardaiti neite שאינדיכן שבס על הצולם העבירס, לפי שאומרו, אינמרים לאודום עמד וחטא בשביל שיזכה חברו, ואפילו איסורי זוטלו ישארים עליהם, כאילו הצל חברים איסורי רבי. דעל כל כך לאמרינו מפרי חום ארווין, ניחה לי לחובד לב איסורי זוטה, כאיכן לעבד אמורץ איסורי רבי, אלא כשאיסי איסי אבו לאמורץ על דחובד. אבל בניינך אלוהי, כי דמוכח פרקם את השבס, בבעיה דהיד בגבד ביתנו, ואי צורך תלמוד, ואי צורך תלמוד, עד שימד הדובר על ברי. So again, the whole lotion is strange. So he first he says, הדובר צורך תלמוד. ומכל מוקי, כר דייתי נהיית שאין דרך השבס רצון מהברס. Because אין אם הוא הולך דרך השבס, under all circumstances, except when the aver chmure of the other fellow was caused by me. So then we say, Chatekish is coming. But here it wasn't caused by him. So then he says, and then he says, I will be in Achalei. And then he concludes with the expression, Vei tzorich Talmud, achi yamid adover albon. So in other words, so the way it's usually understood, this Rajbo is, that the Rajbo asserts Chil Shabbos in order to save a Jew from Shmat, from permanent Shmat. He asks. But he certainly doesn't answer. If he hears, he says, Hadova Tzorch Talmud. And then, if the Rajba answers, so that means that when the Mechaber in Simen Shin Vov mentions the case Misha Sholcholei Sheitziu Bite Bishabes, Leitziu Mechval Yichoel, Mitzvah Losom Liderach Piyomov, Leishtadil Batzalosom. So that's not like the Pesach of the Rajba. It's not like the Pesach of the Rajba. It's Mashma, and when he uses the lesson mitzvah losom liderach beomov liishtadil batzloso, what does the expression liishtadil batzloso indicate? That even if he's not sure whether he'll succeed, he'll only try. Liishtadil batzloso means he'll try to be matzi. In other words, it's possible, it's very likely that he will not be successful. So for his topic, he is mechuyev to be mechal shabbos. So in other words, he certainly does not pass like the Rajbo. So how is it that when... So in other words, the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rajbo, and the Ramo doesn't say anything. He says here, in parentheses, Vayim l'kamon simen shin chof ches tivyut. Now again, who put it in? The Ramo himself put it in, or somebody else in Biglam put it in? So, but in simen shin chof ches... In simen shin chof ches, he says, Misharitin lontzi sheyav ravir deo, e michalon lover Shabbos kedil ha-tzilei. Ayin liyul simen shin bo, here it's not in parentheses. That's certainly the text of the Ramo. So the but in parentheses says Betziosi b'shem Rajbo. So in other words, so that means he paskut like the Rajbo. But the Rajbo here says that he's not allowed to meisim liderach promo. So there is a stira. In the Ramo there is a stira. Not in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber doesn't mention that. So obviously. There is some other pshat in the Beis Yosef. You see, the Sheyel did not have in mind the halacha of Imrim Lelodom Chateish Is Chaveicho or Einim Lelodom. After all, this halacha applies to other situations. There it's not a question of Pukach Nevesh. The Sheyel discussed Mi Dachinom Misofik Zeh Es HaShabbos Ki Dachinom Misofik Nefesh. Now, and you see, The Mogavrom said in Simen Shinvol, so he says, Afilu Mandoma, the Havetarai is a shore, the Kabbish, the Toma, the Tamish called Merochil Shabbos, how is this resident? And then he mentioned the name of Bes Yosef, the Mutev Rechal Shabbos Achal, Kirishish, Meshabos is Arabi. So, Mutev Rechal Shabbos is Meshabos Arabi, the Gemara mentions as the reason for Pkoach Nevesh Deichem. So that has nothing to do with Chatei Kishis Kaleicho. That's another aloche. It's another aloche. It's aloche of Pikach Nefesh. So he explains. So in other words, the Bes Yosef doesn't say it. But anyway, the Mogavrom understood the Bes Yosef. That it's based upon the aloche of Mutev Chal Shabbat Akrish Meshabbos Tarabi. So it's very possible that the Rajbo himself would be Matia. True, one thing is clear, the Rajbo is certain that there is no aloche of Chatei Kishis Kaleicho, even if it's mitzvah rabba. And even even if the delinquent person is not a pesher. So we don't say hatikis his haver. Under no circumstances, except one circumstance, where the aver echmur of the other fellow was caused by me. So then I'm allowed to do an aver kalom in order to prevent the other fellow from aver echmur, because then when it was caused by me, so it's equated with aver echmur of my own. But where it was not caused by me, then one person is not allowed to do an aver kalom in order to prevent an aver echmur. Even if it's a mitzvah rabbon, he's not b'shem. That's the shita sarajma. But the sheyel asked him some other question. The sheyel asked him whether it is a din of pikuach nefesh. Now, why did the sheyel mention, the sheyel apparently was a big lamb, and the sheyel only mentioned the argument of pikuach nefesh. Why didn't he mention the whole halacha of halof shabzakech mishabasarbe? Because the sheyel had reference to a case where it's not about ayur, it's a sofik. So apparently the Sheyel held that according on the from the point of view of Halof Shabbos Achatish Mishu Shabbos Tzarbei, so it is muter to be the Chal Shabbos in order to save another Jew from permanent Shmad, which is certainly an Aver Chmuro vis-a-vis Chil Shabbos. So that is only Shaykh if it's a Vada. But if it's a Sofik, so then we cannot say, because the whole halacha of chateker sheizkechavecho is based upon the underlying premise that in the same person an aver kalo of today is nitches before an aver chmur of tomorrow. But suppose the aver kalo of today is a vada and the aver chmur of tomorrow is a sofik. Let's say the Chafetz Chaim, as he presents the shaila, where it was a vada and aver chmur, because every Shabbos morning, so the soldiers in the Russian army were forced to do all kinds of work, all the lametes blochas. But suppose the situation is different. There is a possibility that Shabbos morning, the superior officer will force every Jewish soldier to write, to sew, to cook, to bake, to this and that. There is a possibility. But there is a possibility that no one will be told to do any real Shabbos. But right now, so it's a vadai, the superior officer is asking for volunteers. So in such a case, there wouldn't be any shaila. So a Jewish soldier is certainly not allowed to volunteer for a lav deraisel of hitziah chutz l'tchum, a yudveis meal, in order to save himself from the possible chil shabbos aver chmur. So even if we say, so even vis-a-vis the same person, so true, the underlying premise of Teisves is that the kalo of today is nitches in face of an aver chmur of tomorrow. So only the aver kalo of today is nitches in face of a vaday aver chmur of tomorrow. But not that the aver kalo of today is nitches in face of a sofik aver chmur of tomorrow. That's not. So mele, even vis-a-vis the same person, we wouldn't be matir one person to be Michal Shabbos in Yitzhiya Chutz L'Tchum Friday night because of the possibility that tomorrow morning he might be told by the superior officer to write and to cook. So Allah has come v'chamo that one person, that Reuven, is not allowed to do an aver kalo now in order to prevent Shimon from the possible aver chmur later on. So Memele, in this case, there was no Vadai, there was a Sofik. So that's the reason as to why the Sheol didn't even mention the whole Inyan of Chatek Yitzchavecho, because even according to most Rishonim do not agree with the Rashi. Most Rishonim agree with Tesis, that under certain circumstances we do say Chatek Yitzchavecho. And in this case, according to most Rishonim, except the Shita Rashbo, we certainly do say Chatek Yitzchavecho. But that would be true only if it's a Vadai, that through the Chil Shabbos he'll be able to save the Jewess from Shmat. But here it was only possibility. So he didn't mention Chateish Yitzchavecho b'mitzvah rabo. He mentioned the Sheol, he mentioned something else. Midachinom misofik zeh ha-shavos, kidachinom misofik nifashis. Now, the Magen Avraham mentions the name of Bes Yosef, even though he combines it with Chateish Yitzchavecho. So that's very confusing, but he mentions in the name of the Bes Yosef, Kiderach Shomru, Mutal Chal Shabbos Arbi, Shabbos Shabbos Arbi. So that's the din of Pukach Nefesh. But the Gemara in Yume, when different Mandomas deduce the Aloha of Pukach Nefesh, Deich HaShabbos, from different Pesukim, so then one Mandoma says, one Amira says,
because so he says because all the other drosha so tenach vadai sofik minolon mashinkin chayben lishiyomus bem implies that even yechshosher chayk yom mikach nevesh is deichashav. So it appears from that gemara that as far as chalul of shabbosachat kishmishah was his harpe is concerned, so he only say vadai sofik we don't say, but as mikach nevesh is the Yechashabes not only on the basis of Chalul Shabbosachat Kishmishah Bosharpe, but on the basis of the Chayben Lishiyomus Ben, Lishiyomus Ben. So, but the Chayben Lishiyomus Ben certainly has no application to Hatzolah from Shmat, because you see, because Chayben Lishiyomus Ben means the Pikuach Nefesh,